numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Well, hi there. Welcome to the magical world of numbers. Here I am one more time this week visiting with you. I am Elizabeth Summers, an esoteric numerologist and an ancient tarot card interpreter and a student of astrology. And each week, you know, I look forward to visiting with you, talking to you a little bit about what's going on over here in Colorado, trying to find out what's going on in your life, sharing with you some access information, and then getting into whatever we have been talking about in this series, which is birthday numbers. We all have one. And so birthday numbers is what we're going to continue to talk about today. But before we do that, I have one comment about this weather. What is going on with this weather? Yesterday, I live at the front in the Front Range, what's called the Front Range in Colorado, north of Denver. We're right up against the Rocky Mountains in this marvelous, quiet town. And I'm sure we had a hurricane yesterday. I mean, the wind was up 70 miles an hour. The water was flying everywhere. You were drenched as soon as you stepped out the front door. And any of you who have children who knows when it's windy, the children act up and get wild and crazy. I used to teach school years ago, and when it was windy, we literally had to batten down the hatches because they all just couldn't stay in their skin. Well, yesterday with the wind and the rain and the whatever, my dog Gracie that I've told you about, she picked that special day to get sick on my white carpet. All throughout every room of my house. I said 4,000 times yesterday, what a day. This is what a day. Between the rain and the wind and the clients calling traumatized and my dog running around getting sick, needless to say, I was very happy for yesterday to be over, and here we have sunshine. So I wonder what the weather was when where you were. Some had snow, some had wind. We had flood warnings. In the Rocky Mountains, we had flood warnings. Well, anyway, see, I woke up this morning and I looked out and the sun was up and the sky was blue and the fluffy clouds were there. And I said to myself, oh, the storm has passed. And that's a lot like life, isn't it? The storm comes and we weather it and it moves on and the sun comes out. The storm has passed. My website, ElizabethSummers.com, Summers like the season, not like Suzanne. If I get called Suzanne Summers one more time, my comment is, yes, she is tall, she is beautiful, she's very wealthy, but she doesn't spell her name the same way as I do. Mine is S-U-M-M-E-R-S, ElizabethSummers.com. And there you'll see me, but you'll also see a capsulized explanation of what is numerology. A lot of people really don't understand it. They have some semblance. They think that all it consists of is that little doodling that's on the internet, how to find your life lesson or how to find your personal year, and that's about it. Believe me, folks, when I do private readings for clients, I do 4 pages of formulas and numbers and all over the place because each piece of you can be explained through numerology, through the ancient formulas. You know, the numbers have no power. The numbers are codes, like a stenographer's shorthand, like a Morse code. They're simply symbols for information. And you and I are composites of information. And so these wonderful ancient formulas help people understand themselves, what their life is about, why some things continually happen to them, and like the storm yesterday, when is it all going to end? All the weathercasters were telling us, by tomorrow it will be gone. By tomorrow it will be gone. And so I have found in the private counseling sessions that I do that frequently I'm able to see through these transit formulas when the storms in people's lives will be gone. And that's all I need to know. I thought if I have to put up with another day of 70-mile-an-hour winds and water and rain all over the place, plus the dog, folks, I'm not sure you and I would be having this conversation right now. Do check out my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Order free to you by email my monthly newsletter, LittleBitsOfNumbers.com, a wonderful 6-7-page composite through email of numerology and astrology and books to read and inspirational thought patterns and on and on and on and on. It's free. Just send me an email from the contact button. If there's something else, numerologically speaking, that you want to talk to me about or ask me about, send me an email. That's okay. I'd love to hear from you. And if there is something that I can help you with your own life through the ancient number codes in a private reading, which you can read all about on my website also under readings and channelings, please let me help you. Let me help you. And your storms will pass more quickly. Well, we talked about the episodes in my life, and today is a sunny day. And so we're going to continue talking about, in this series, birthday numbers. Unfortunately, when I was a child growing up, my mother was not very much of a romantic, should we say. And her attitude about birthdays was, it's just another day. It's just another day. That's kind of sad for a child. And I would hope that you celebrate your birthday with joyous abandon. I recently had a birthday in the month of April, and we all had a week-long celebration. First of all, I celebrated that I made it this far. But secondly, we had parties for days. All in celebration of a joyous new beginning, a joyous new year. Your energy shifts around the time of your birthday into a whole new year of energy. In numerology, we call it your personal year shifts. In astrology, it is a solar energy chart that one would have, which says the sun is going to move around. The sun is how you show yourself to the world, like the environment, how your main thrust in life is. Also your rising sign, but that's a different story. And so a solar chart in astrology says, okay, here are the new journeys around the 12 houses, month to month to month, that we're going to be dealing with. And it all happens on your birthday. Really, it starts coming in about 3 months before your birthday month, as far as I'm concerned. But on your birthday, it's like, okay, here we go. Off we go onto the wild blue yonder of a new year. In esoteric numerology, which is what I focus on in my private work, your new year begins at your birthday. What you find on the computer from various numerology programs is about the calendar year. And that simply reflects your environmental situations. Esoteric numerology reflects your soul's journey through that calendar year. And so birthdays are important. Each week when you visit with me, I use particularly because it's more human, more attitudinal, less kind of heavy in its thought patterns. I use what is called Western numerology, developed 2,600-2,700 years ago by Pythagoras and his students, where the numbers 1 through 9 represent information. And Pythagoras divided a person's life into three sections. And a person's birthday number influences particularly the middle section of life, which, generally speaking, in a private reading, we can be real specific. But generally speaking, this middle lane of life extends from 30 to about 55-ish years of age. At 55, the soul begins to move into the third lane of life, and sometimes it takes all the way to 60 for a person to thoroughly get entrenched into the vibrations of the third lane of life. That third lane of life is influenced by your birth year. But your birthday number is like a big brother standing on top of you, influencing your life, your career, your personality, your temperament, between the ages of 29, 30, 54, 55 years of age. So I think this is an important thing to have some information about. As I've told you, I am a tarot card reader also of ancient tarot cards. And therefore, the numbers that I talk to you when we visit the magical world of numbers correlates to the ancient tarot card issues and themes too. So you're kind of getting a double dose, a double interpretation of what numbers mean and how they can play and how you should react to them in your life. So we're going to talk about this middle lane of life. We're going to talk about your birthday number. And last week, we talked about anyone who had the birthday number of 1 or 2. If it added to a 1 or if it added to a 2. And we talked about octaves. Octaves of energy are like a ladder. And the lowest octave, which would hypothetically be the number 1, and then as you go up a couple steps, you move to a higher octave of number 1 and added on a little bit more information. And then we went up to a higher octave of a 19-1 and added on a little bit more information. And on up to 28-1, which was the highest octave of birthday numbers for the birthday number 1. Now, some birthday numbers have 3 octaves, 3 steps of the ladder to go up, of intensity. Some have 4, like the number 1. So, print it on your paper, because you know you always bring tools when you come visit with me in the magical world of numbers. On your pencil and paper, with your pencil and paper, all I want you to do is simply write your birthday number. Now, if it's a single number, just put an equal sign and repeat it and put a circle around it if your birthday is 1 through 9. But if your birthday is a double number, I want you to add together the 2 numbers that make up your birthday number, and you'll probably get another double number after you do that. Add them together, and then put an equal sign. Write down the final single number of adding it all together and put a circle around that. So somehow, some way, you have a circled single number on your paper. If your birthday adds to a 1 or a 2, and you're a new listener and you weren't with me last week, then refer to last week's show and hear all about you. Well, maybe we're not going to talk about you today, but maybe we're going to talk about your partner's personality. Isn't that yummy to find out about? Or your children. Or your boss that's driving you a little bats. Or your best friend that you can't figure out what on earth is wrong with him or her. It's okay. And it's okay if you write down a series of numbers. We're only going to be able to cover two or three today and finish up the birthday numbers next week. Your temperament is reflected in your birthday number. A person's birthday number also is very helpful in helping them determine their career. There are two important ways that come through formulas in numerology to help determine the career a person is to follow in a lifetime. This is helpful for parents. If sometimes it takes a while for a child to really develop its personality, a lot of times it comes in with remnants of previous incarnations. But as it gets into its late teens and starts rolling into its 20s, one is able to see largely the temperament evolving. And so know that some temperaments are conducive to the arts, some are conducive to business, some are conducive to research and study. Some are conducive to military life, home life, motherhood, fatherhood. It's all in the temperament. And every soul chooses the day and the second it wants to breathe its first breath as a human in this incarnation. Every soul creates its own journey. In conjunction with Mother, Father, God, and our teachers and guides in the spirit world, they help us put together that package because it's all for our spiritual growth. Sometimes we get all hung up with the fact that this is it, folks, and my ego is telling me I need to do this and that and the other thing, and totally missing the fact that you are a little soul first, who yet again decided to spiritually grow through another human being experience, another human being incarnation. And then some of us, some of you, who are old souls, highly evolved spirit beings, been there, done that in that human being thing, I'm not sure I need to do that anymore, but you did, you volunteered to come back into human form yet again, with one purpose, to serve humanity. And down the road here when we visit, I'm going to start doing several, talking to you about doing several shows, several visits on what are called double numbers, because only old souls take those vibrations on, because they are heavy hitters. Heavy hitters, and it needs to have an experienced soul take on any journey that is connected to double numbers. So be sure you stay with me, because when we're finished with this series, I think I'm going to start talking to you about double numbers, because I know that some of you who are listening out there are old souls. So today, let's talk about birthday number 3. This is my favorite number. I love the number 3. This is the Empress card in tarot cards. In astrology, the number 3 is governed by Jupiter, the planet of abundance, of good luck, of expansion. And I've told you, when you are moving through a 3-year in your 9-year cycle, you also have to be careful of expansion of the waistline, because it is party time when you are under the vibration of a 3. The number 3 also, metaphorically speaking, can be like a little hummingbird. Flitting here, scattered all over the place. Starting everything, finishing nothing. Little hummingbirds, I call them. So if you have a youngster who has a 3 temperament, or really was born in March, but mostly a 3 temperament, personality numbers, and they seem a little spacey and scattered, So, here's some buzzwords for the number 3 birthday, whether it is 3 or 12, which adds to a 3, or 21 that adds to a 3, or 30. There are some basic explanation words. A 3 is a 3 is a 3. Very creative. Very creative. Tons of enthusiasm. To the point it can wear you out with their enthusiasm. They have a good sense of humor. They're the comics. They make you laugh. They have a good sense of humor. They have a wonderful capacity for joy. Isn't that a great word? I love that word, joy. Just kind of makes you happy saying it. They have a wonderful capacity for joy. They have a sense of fun and friendliness that really is kind of contagious. But there, that contagiousness is really the universal law of attraction kicking in. Birds of a feather flock together. And so they're simply drawing to themselves their own kind that we call contagious. And they are just blessed with kind of a happy, childlike sort of spirit. The number 3, however, and it sounds as though everything that I've just said to you is this rip-roaring extrovert out there, comic on stage, having fun, laughing, singing, carrying on. That sounds like an extrovert, doesn't it? But in fact, the number 3s have a shy streak in them. The number 3s have an energy that sometimes they carry on so much, they show so much enthusiasm, they talk a blue streak, especially if there's C's, the letter C, in the first name of the person, and if it is their first letter of their first name, like, for instance, Cindy or Carl or Kathy with a C, they can really be chatter people. But they really are shy. And they throw up these smoke screens in their personality to keep people at a distance. So they can't really come close, get into their hearts, and find out that you really are a shy person. If your birthday number is a plain old little 3, this indicates someone who is intuitive, because the number 3 is also a code for someone who is a medium, a middle person as a human between the spirit world and the human world. And in order to do that, in order to get your little satellite dish up and working, the number 3 brings you the natural gift of intuitiveness. They're very sensitive to psychic impulses, very expressive. Hello. Number three is what is called in numerology a mental number. Because of their ability to combine their intuitiveness with their mental capacity, frequently this temperament, no matter which one of the threes it is, some more so than others, really can succeed in all forms of creative ventures, like writing, entertainment, speaking, music, painting. This also applies, and this doesn't apply to this formula, but when I do big readings, I add together one of the things that I one of the formulas that I like to use in finding out who a person really is. I mean really. And when I do compatibility readings between a man and a woman or partners or whatever combination comes along here, I always look at the vowels, the combination of the vowels. And if all the vowels in a person's birth name adds to a three, we have a natural born writer, singer, dancer, teacher. It may not be their temperament in this lifetime. It may not be their lesson to learn. Sometimes it is just to continue all that. Sometimes it's something totally different. But it brings a natural gift. The number three birthday indicates blessings. Beautiful blessings. Isn't that pretty? They're blessed. Now, we are all blessed, yes. But the number three is the energy of abundance. Jupiter. And we all look at that as blessings. The number three is a lucky number. Energetically, it's connected to the color yellow, good luck, Jupiter, and the Empress card, like the queen who likes bubbles, baubles, bangles, and beads. Doesn't always think about how she's going to pay for it all, but she loves them and buys them. The number three, really, folks, is the luckiest number of all. Number three is also a number of an entertainer. My son chose to be born on the third of the month. He is coming in here with a lot of threes in his name and in his soul number. And he is in Hollywood being an actor. Entertainers frequently have the number three. Let's do a little name dropping here of two famous entertainers who have the birthday number three. Tom Cruise, Mel Gibson. Now, they turned out they have been very successful actors. Let's just put it at that. You know who else has a birthday number of three? Is Martha Stewart. How interesting is that? On a metaphysical level, anyone who has the number three, and more so 12-3, and we'll get to that in a minute, the number three, metaphysically, represents your values. What are your values? And when greed and accumulation of wealth at other people's expense takes over your value system, the universe steps in and says, no, 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 no. Now, wait a minute. We all have to be cautious and balanced in our life. The number three really has to be cautious and balanced because they are so blessed, energetically blessed in their lives, that it can flip out of balance into greed. So what if your birthday number is a 12? This is a very friendly person again, It has all the qualities of a single-digit 3, very enthusiastic, but that number 1 of the 12 leads the way in its approach to its personality. And the number 1 says, I like to stand on my own 2 feet first, then I will consider a partner. The 12 temperament is very individualistic. Creativity is their game. They're very sociable, very affectionate, very emotional. They're very brilliant. They'll tell you that themselves. They lack a little humility, but they'll tell you that they're very brilliant. They're very imaginative, very intelligent. There seems to be kind of like a magnetic flair that they can have when it comes to design or color or speaking. They can also become very famous connected to the law because they're good speakers. They're good orators. So when they do those closing sessions and trials and whatever, they're very good with words, and they can win their cases. They're very good at acting and lecturing. That 2 in there also says when it comes to self-expression, they're good with music. Anyone who is dealing with 2s and an abundance of 2s in the chart has musical ability. They really have to guard against these little 12 people, have to kind of guard against mood swings. The number 2 in there represents fear. The number 2 period represents fear. Sometimes folks are fearful and they have not a clue what they're fearful about. The number 2 represents the subconscious. So their fears are sometimes in the cellar of their soul as faint memories. Something doesn't feel right, doesn't feel good. They can't intellectually put their finger on it. And so they shut down in moodiness to kind of deal with the fear. That's why we have to kind of get to the root of what are you afraid of. And if it is from other lifetimes, self-hypnosis is great. A good therapist who does past life regression, perfect. Get to that fear, clean it out, move on. That was then, this is now. Why are we hanging on to that? We don't even wear the same clothes we wore when we were children, and yet we're holding on to something that is in our memory bank that could be thousands of years old, hundreds of years old. There's a need to watch out for restlessness and impatience. And interestingly enough, intolerance towards other people. Now that's a 3 thing. Intolerance. An expectation of, I think this is how you should be. I think this is how you should act. And when that person doesn't act that way, they get a little huffy, a little intolerant, if you will. Now here we have the number 1 and 2 again, but we're going to flip-flop them into the birthday number temperament of a 2-1. The other one was a 1-2. Now we're going to talk about 2-1. And in numerology, in dealing with double numbers, whatever the first number is of the double number is the leader of the pack. It likes to take control of the situation. And sometimes energetically, just as children in a family, you have one that tries to always take control of the situation and the other one pushes back and says, no, it's my turn, it's my turn. And in double number temperaments, there can be a push-pull, push-pull, push-pull between the first number and the second number, first number and the second number. The interpretations, how it plays out in the temperament, pushes against each other frequently. and can create a little confusion in the temperament. Not sure exactly who I am, what is operating here. So here in a 2-1 birthday number, it indicates that this person is really social. And being social is really its second nature. The number 2 is the number of partnerships, of groups, of getting along with others, of following, not so much leading, of following. It can have many friends, many interests, and it likes people a lot. It really enjoys people. Its creativity is the kind of creativity that inspires people. And that is a wonderful gift. To use your creativity, whether it is color or artistry or design, your writing, your singing, but it inspires people to be better for having known you, for having seen your work. It's kind of like a spiritual thing. The number 21 in tarot cards is the World card, the end card of the 21 cards of the major arcana, which are the lessons in consciousness that can be a little nasty periodically, that just show up on your doorstep where you have to deal with it. And so here we have a 2-1 birthday number that works in any art form. And there's success here. And there's recognition here. Even in advertising, in singing, in journalism, and there's that too again, so even in music. These folks are really playful. They're affectionate. They're very friendly. But because there's that two comes first, that moodiness comes first, and then the head of the one, the intellect of the one, the moods lead the way. And so 2-1 can have the what are called like seesaw emotions. One day they're up, one day they're down. One day they're up, one day they're down. Brooding. And curiously enough, very suspicious tendencies. Very interesting. That 2 gives them kind of a feeling when they meet people. That sometimes that feeling, like a little radar, they don't feel too good about a situation, or they don't feel too good about the person that they've just met. So it makes them a little cautious, a little suspicious, until they get enough facts to erase possibly that suspicion. Now, what if your birthday number is a 30, 30? The zero in esoteric numerology is a code for God, for the energy of God. It has no beginning, it has no end. It is a zero force that is huge in energy. I often use the metaphor that a zero, O is a letter, zero is a numeral, and the number is interpreting the numeral zero, not the letter O. A zero, I often say, is like one of those powerful Delco batteries sitting on the shelf in Sears, just sitting there waiting to be used. It has all this wonderful power. It has this energy. It knows it can do things. And some of us are like that too. But we're just sitting on the shelf at Sears. Until someone comes along who has one of those great big trucks, those little Hemi thing trucks, gets that battery, takes it home, hooks it up to the engine of the big four-wheeler kind of truck. And what power comes forth? Why? Because it has been attached. It has been connected to the work it is to do. A zero or a cipher in numerology, when it can only do its work when it is attached to a single number, 1 through 9. And when it is attached to that single number, it supercharges whatever that single number represents. If it's a 1, it supercharges the 1. It intensifies it. 2, it intensifies. Here we have a 3-0. And so what is it intensifying? All the 3 information that I have just told you about. All of them. 3, 12, 3, 21. It supercharges the 3. So the number 3 can be very inspired and sociable and restless and just bubbling over with vitality. It seems to have kind of an interesting knack, which really is almost contradictory, but it has an interesting knack for managerial positions. Now, the number of manager is the number 8. We're talking about the number 3. But its uniqueness is in managerial positions. It really has to guard against being obsessive, being excessive, collecting. Obsessive, getting an idea and just stick with it to the point of obsession where it's driving them and everybody else who's dealing with them bats. This birthday number, you parents out there who have children born on the 30th, this birthday number requires a good education. Education stabilizes. Education is a 4 kind of energy. It creates a thinking, structured A to B, B to C, organized planning approach to life. And so here, remember I told you I thought that the number 3 was like a little hummingbird? Well, here we have a supercharged hummingbird. And you know you cannot cage a hummingbird, so don't even try. But what does help stabilize it is an education. Because number 3 is a mental number. And once it finds something where its creative abilities can be developed and are interested enough in developing their creativity through form and function, they have the ability to be obsessive in working at it. Let's take a painter. Once that painter gets an idea, and all ideas come from the spirit world, and I told you the number 3 is a medium. And so the number 3, temperament, gets an idea from somewhere. They get excited about it. They figure out how to structure it and to do it and to present it and to create it. They will almost work 24/7 producing it. The temperament of the number 3, no matter which 3 it is, are fabulous salespeople. Fabulous salespeople. The caution is that if they as souls are bringing into this lifetime experiences that reflect a lot of threes, letters with a lot of threes in their birth name, that salesmanship turns into manipulation. They come in with very fixed ideas of how they think things should be. They can be intolerant, remember? Very fixed ideas. This shows up in a reading, so I'm speaking very generally here, and there's not really too many ways I can help you figure this out in this particular visit. So yes, watch out for the talkers. It's okay. But be sure that they are saying something when they're talking. Be sure that there is truth to what they are saying, validity, if you will. And be sure that they are not talking you into buying that car that they might know is a lemon, but they have razzle-dazzled you with words, they have razzle-dazzled you with their thoughts, and they have manipulated you into doing something that you really don't want to do. The number 30 birthday number is very charismatic. And so it is important to think about some of the charismatic preachers that have used their words to manipulate people to have certain thought patterns, and they have injured people through their charismatic energy, their outgoing energy, their creativity with words. The number 30 birthday is going to attract people from all different walks of life. And they have a wonderful, fine sense of art and harmony and how it all kind of goes together. That zero in that birthday number of a 30 gives a person tremendous power with words and an ability to inspire other people. Eric Clapton, the musician, was born on the 30th. Truman Capote was born on the 30th. Tiger Woods, born on the 30th. And so, by who they are, by what they say, by what they write, by what they sing, they inspire people when they are working in the positive. We're really not going to have a lot of time here, it seems, for me to get into the birthday number 4. I think I'll do so quickly, and then we will review next week. Where the number 3 is like a little hummingbird flitting here, there, and everywhere, the number 4 is the total opposite. The number 4, geometric, is a square. Whenever you see a square, geometric, know that that equates to the number 4. It has no openings. It has a framework. You can bounce a ball and hit all the sides inside. It stays within that square. It likes structure. It likes A to B, B to C, C to D. Generally speaking, the number 4 has deep-seated security issues. It frequently can be connected to the sun sign of Taurus. Taurus are energies that are little souls that are born at the end of April and the first part of May, from like April 21 or so to May 21 or so. Kind of depends on the year and when the moon shifts and all that sort of thing. Taurus are very grounded, practical people. They are notorious for one thing. They don't like change. They are not known for their flexibility, for their open-mindedness and their progressiveness, Now, of course, what I'm saying to you about Taurus is gross generalization, because I hear a Taurus out there getting a little harumphed. Well, I'm a Taurus, and that doesn't apply to me, and I'm very flexible and what have you. One thing that we need to know about, and it interpolates into numerology formulas also in a certain way, is that your sun sign that we all go running looking up in the newspaper for what is your horoscope today kind of thing, that is what is called your sun sign. That's where how you show yourself to the world. And especially coming in here, how you show yourself to the world. Born an Aries, born a Taurus, born a Pisces, born a Scorpio. And in your younger youth ages, 1 to 29, and then really into your 30s too, you pretty much are whatever that sun sign is. But your soul, through the course of life experience, is really trying to move you, in some cases, not all cases, into a different personality, which is called your ascendant or your rising sign. So you would need an astrologer, or in the readings that I do for private clients, I let them know. I give them astrology reports on what their sun sign, rising sign, and your moon sign, which is who you are in your heart. What are your feelings? How do you react emotionally? So when you have a numerology reading with me, and I go into all of that quite extensively, I give you a little bonus of a brief astrology report also, to give you even more expanded information about who you are as a soul. The number 4, like Taurus, doesn't like change. Oh, it'll change all right. If you put a stick of dynamite underneath them, through a life experience, through emotional experience, through some sort of situation, okay, all right, I'll change, because they get blasted out of it. And sometimes they have to just change in this incarnation to know that it's all right, that only God is permanent, and change is growth. So the square represents the number 4. It requires structure. It requires stability. Its temperament is conducive to all forms of careers and lifestyles that have structure. The military, working for corporations, marital life, family life, religious life, priests, monks, nuns. It is an energy that frequently, emotionally, will draw people to fundamentalist type of belief systems. Because in highly structured religious belief systems, they find their structure. It makes them feel safe. It makes them feel secure. But it also gives them a parent. And my personal belief about highly structured religious belief systems is that it's almost like a parent-child association, where on some level, that little soul, for its own peace and its own contentment and its harmony, needs an outside force that it deems to be more wise than they are, knows more than they know, smarter than they are, They need that old paradigm of Big Daddy or Big Mama telling them how to live their life. In the Aquarian age that we are now moving ever so gently into, we as souls are returning to the understanding that all the answers are within. Within us. It's okay to get advice, guidance, think about some things, have people give us food for thought. It's okay. But when you face Mother, Father, God, when this incarnation is over, you're going to be taking responsibility for your own choices and actions and judging yourself. They're not going to judge you. We don't have to face judgment. Only our own judgment. So by all means, know that the answers are within you. On my website, there is a tab that says readings and channelings. I would love for you to go visit my website, click on readings and channelings, read over the different types of work that I can work with you on, to give you information from this ancient information that will probably clear up a lot of your issues, give you insight as to the direction of your life from this moment forward, give you insight as to the gifts and tools that you're bringing in here with you. Only God is perfect. But we are the essence of God, and we are all in the soup together. My gift and my tool is based on these ancient practices, this ancient information, and I am here to share it with you. I share it through my newsletter. I share it through my conversations with you each week in the magical world of number, and I share it in our readings. So I want you to pray to Mother, Father, God to lead me, Heavenly Father, and show me the way. Appear calm, stay calm, develop your own inner calm, and know that all of the answers are within you. I'm only here to help. Until next week, when we visit yet again and talk about the number 4 and maybe the number 5, know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things. And thank you for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.